The thought process is change. How many times have you heard someone say, I cannot change my life because I had a horrible, abusive, unhappy childhood? I first read this amazing verse in The Secret, the book by Rhoda Byrne, that hit the world like a storm. Written by Jack Cranfield, one of the teachers, a lot of people feel like they are victims in life, and they will often point to past events, perhaps growing up with an abusive parent or in a dysfunctional family. Most psychologists believe that about 85% of families are dysfunctional. So all of a sudden, you are not unique. My parents were alcoholics. My dad abused me. My mother divorced him when I was 6. I mean, that's almost everyone's story in some form on that. The real question is, what do you choose to do now? We usually spend the rest of our lives trying to overcome our childhood. Similar to your mind is like a garden, your mind is also like a movie screen, constantly recording, playing and replaying memories, images, beliefs, misconceptions, visions, hopes and dreams. They've all been like layers of icing on a cake, or a better way to describe them, chains holding you and restraining you from taking action to change. Making changes in your life is damn difficult. So imagine what little chance you have in trying to change others. Change can become a habit. We become what we believe. We become what we think. See it. Touch it. Taste it. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it in your gut and you will be it. Be it and you will do it. Along with help of multiple domestic abuse resources available today, you can create the life you desire. Never believe anyone who says we cannot change. We have been severely brainwashed by others that because we have had an abusive, unhappy past, we would have an abusive, unhappy life. What a load of nonsense. You are the producer, the author, the director, the actor throughout your life. Now, your stage is set with the 4 C's process: courage, choices, commitment, change. You are the master of your mind. You can get into action and rewrite your life story. Remember, all changes are in the present. I've been studying the effect of domestic abuse on others and working with people for a long time. One of the things I'm aware of is that we need to be gentle and patient with ourselves, because often this stuff is much easier said than done. If you wish to hire me for a workshop or a speech, please message me.